You don't deserve that hairline.
But I have it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
There.
Thank you. Stephen, leave that part in. Right, let's get started. Leave that in before we do 3, 2, 1.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey
petty bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. You've been very petty towards me before we started.
You don't deserve that hairline. You have a lovely hairline.
Thank you very much.
And I'm sitting here.
You have a lovely bikini line.
And I'm sitting here fucking getting the sellotape out to keep my hairline.
Well,
in
fairness, over the years, the abuse I've done to my hairline is actually, it's disgraceful.
That's what I mean. You don't deserve it. Like, yeah. You went through a whole period of being bleach blonde, yeah. Just fringe
box
only.
Box blonde.
Did you dye your fringe yourself during that period?
I used, yeah, because I figured out how to do it. Like, but it was like platinum peroxide blonde.
You
like,
must have been burning the fucking scalp.
It was snapping off like nobody's. That's why I had to get rid of it. I couldn't. It would have been gone. Like,
where was I? Cared for my hair.
I who have nothing.
I read it. Nighttime stories. Little lullabies.
No, and it still wasn't interested. It was stillborn hair.
Oh my God. I'm like, oh God, that's after giving me Handmaid's Tale flashbacks, but I'll save that for another day. So I wanted to start with a little story.
Oh, okay.
Which was a flashback to when I was like a teenager. I was telling Russell about it the other day. Mm-hmm. So obviously I thought I was like unclock, but I thought nobody thought I was gay. Okay. Clearly everybody thought I was gay. I'd watched This Morning, and maybe I've told this before, and there was a fashion segment on that morning, and I was maybe 14, maybe 13, and they had talked about what's in and what's out in fashion that week. And they said,
is this men's or women's fashion?
Women's, of course.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't watching the men's. Are you joking me? And it was probably like Richard and Judy times
as
well. And the fashion advisor said, well, girls, candy colors are really in at the moment. And I was like, oh, are they? And I really thought that this was brand new information.
Yeah.
And for some reason, then I went out to all the guys and the girls that I used to hang around with. Oh, and Lord. I relayed that story to them. And they were like, one of them was in a candy color. And I was dying to tell her that she was real on trend. And you know, once it comes out of your mouth and you just realize, I've just clocked myself.
Yeah.
And everyone just, it was kind of like dead silence.
I'm actually having secondhand embarrassment for you now. I'm like, oh my God. Because I can see if this has been queer coming over to us going, girls, candy colors are in. Yeah. You going and me going, oh my God, this fucking bender again. And yes, I can say that.
I've just thought of a story for Patreon that I'm going to share about my lesbian area.
Okay.
Era. I'm just going to write that down so I don't forget.
Oh. As I sat here pondering my homosexual past.
There we go.
What? Jot it down?
No, just so I have it. So yeah, candy colors are in, girls. And you're kind of in a candy color today.
I am in a candy color, candy color.
With your lovely hairline and your lovely candy color.
Thank you so much.
Triggering.
I'm having a very day of gratitude today.
Go on.
Because I have to say, I just started out, I was coming into town and I just saw this woman that was really struggling. She actually had she had like a problem with her leg. And I was just thinking, like, you just, you don't know. Like, people just have so much struggles. Some just having a day of kind of going, God, you know, like whatever people are going through, there's always somebody that's like kind of having, you know, a harder time.
You're some smug bitch. Wow. You sat across me with your lovely hairline and now you're looking down your nose. And people,
I'm not looking down.
Going,
I'm
just, my life is so great.
No, I'm just saying that, like, you know, no matter what people are going through, it's like there's always someone that has it kind of a bit harder. So today I'm feeling very contemplative. Is that worse?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take it. Yeah. I feel like Carol Vorderman might not take it.
Yeah.
Do you follow her on Twitter?
No. She's kind of feisty, isn't she?
She's very feisty. Yeah. She fucking
didn't
hates.
She have a, who did she have the row with? She had a row with she had a row with someone just recently. I can't remember who it was.
She's always calling the politicians out. And I fucking love seeing that, to be honest, just to see. But she has all the facts, the figures, the lot.
Yeah.
But of course she does. She was the queen of the calculator, wasn't she?
She was, yeah. She was very good with the old numbers. And I love how she kind of had this like renaissance, this sexy moment where she was like this kind of...
Best bum.
This frump. And then all of a sudden she became this like sex siren.
She won best bum.
People love like sexy secretary vibes, don't they? Yeah, they love that, like, you know, take your glasses off and unbutton your blouse and like big knockers and like hello boys.
Anyway, she won best bum, something I will never win, that's for sure.
I used to love spectacle wearer of the year as well. Yes. Do you know that? Specsavers, glasses wearer of the year.
Who
Mel B won it once.
Of course she does.
Yeah, and Paul Ryder. Sophia Hart pipped to the post. And of course, let's never forget Nikki Stones.
Oh yes.
She's the ultimate. And Roxy Tumble Dryer loved glasses in drag.
Loves. You should have.
Shirley's actually doing a bit of glasses in drag lately.
But are they prescription?
Are they? And Panty does a bit of glasses in drag. Yeah,
you should have been for a whole decade.
I should have been. I was like blind boy, the original.
You literally were. Like, I used to like be, I would be side stage and I whispered to Davina,
look who's there.
Yeah. She'd be like, where?
Yeah.
Where?
It was actually a blessing, I tell you. It was a blessing and a curse, because sometimes you'd like, your arch nemesis could be sitting right in front of you and you'd be performing like this, Britney Spears.
Kiss, kiss, blowing kisses. Like, meanwhile, some of the front rows fucking hate
and you. And then next thing, you know, a couple of years later, you see a pair of contacts and you're like, that cunt. Just like, oh, here we go.
So you always have contacts in now.
Yeah, I can see everything now.
Have you contacts in right now?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, like, but I can still see when I, it's only things that are like far away. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't, things are a bit blurry, but like, I can see, I'm not fucking blind. Like,
Well, congratulations. Now you can see all the people that are rotting you all the time.
I know. And that is kind of sometimes a blessing and a curse. So,
tell me this, why do people hate J-Lo right now? Because it feels like there's a really horrible undertone of nobody wants her to succeed.
Well, I had that in my notes as well, but did you see that TikToker that died? She only died yesterday. It was announced yesterday that she used to do all these blind items on TikTok, and she's like, you want some more? And she'd tell you about like blind items that she wouldn't mention the celebs, but you'd have to kind of guess who it was. Did you ever look at her?
No, never.
Her name was Kyle Marissa.
She sounds fab though.
You would totally know her face. Like, they were really short. So she had millions of views, and she had her account taken down, they got rid of it, something like that. But she did a video saying that if anything happens, it's Jennifer Lopez's fault that she has colon cancer because she can't afford to get treatment. And I did notice in her videos that she had lost a lot of weight. I didn't notice that. So now I'm not saying that's totally connected. I don't know. That could be totally wrong. But because everyone kept asking, you know, what happened to her? Isn't it funny when someone that you kind of watch and listen to online, I think it's something to do with your phone. It's a very personal. And then if you hear that they pass away, or you feel like you kind of know them,
yeah,
but you don't.
No, not at all.
It's very strange, isn't it? Yeah. But she, one of her last videos was laying into J-Lo.
Saying what?
Just saying that. She was basically responsible for having her account taken down or something, something like that. But then I went on a bit of a J-Lo buzz, and it's like, I was like, what's this all coming?
There's a lot of stories.
Like
from rumor has it that J-Lo wouldn't like any females operating on her private planes.
Yeah.
Do you see the story about someone said, what's her like, bodega order. Yeah. And she was like, well, when you know, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone was like, what the fuck do you mean? And what is this orange drink you're talking
about? She kind of pretends to be a bit rough and ready, doesn't she? But she's obviously not.
Shorter than ham and cheese sandwich.
One of my favorite J-Lo clips though is when she goes back to where she's from. Did you ever see that clip? And the Love. Old man goes, she goes, hey. And he goes, who are you? And she goes, it's Jennifer Lopez. And he goes, get the fuck off, Mike.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> I love that they left it in though. But yeah. Then sometimes these, like, I think Beyonce suffers with this as well. Beyonce's not relatable in any way.
No.
And nor do, but she doesn't try to be fair.
But do you think as well, like, people can have bad days. Do you think it's the people around them? Or do you think that, like, I just, because there's always, over the course of years, there's always been people saying that people are difficult. Mm. Always.
Yeah. But you know what? Someone said about you, I'm sure.
I don't care.
Not about me, though. I'm a delight.
You are the worst. Everyone thinks I'm the fucking bitch. You're actually the fucking worst
I'm
one.
Not. You keep putting that storyline out there.
It's just because I say it. You just fucking say it behind my back.
If my account gets taken down, it won't be Jennifer Lopez. I'll be blaming it. It'll be Davina Devine. God.
So yes, there's been a couple of stories going around. But yeah, I just was thinking about that. I remember there was this...
They had to rename her tour. Did you hear this?
What?
They had to rename her tour and make it about the hits because it wasn't selling, apparently.
Why?
So they've just changed the name. Because she released this new album and this new movie.
Yeah, it was a bit of a flop, was it?
And the movie was unwatchable. She spent $20 million on it.
Oh my God. Her own money as well, wasn't it?
Own money. Now, I love Jennifer Lopez. I would watch anything that she did. I got 3 minutes and I was like, what is this shit? Get it off.
Yeah, it's mostly like inside her heart or something, isn't it?
It's shite. Like, yeah, we get it. You love getting married. Thrilled for you. It's a bop.
I always find that so funny as well, as to how people, celebs just move so quick. Mm-hmm. It's like, how can you be like, oh my God, this person's my like sun, moon and stars. And then they're like, okay, we're divorced and I'm marrying someone else.
Yeah.
I'm like, geez, they move so fast. I don't think they fully connect emotionally. I think it's like, they kind of see people as like possessions. And then when it's gone, they have an upgrade or they want something different. Has to be like narcissism and ego. Has to be.
Yeah. And I mean, look over the years, like Elizabeth Taylor with all her marriages and stuff like that. There has to be something there that you're searching for.
Towards the end of that, she said that she only had one love of her life, and that was, it was Todd, Mike Todd, she said was her one true love, but he was the one that died in a plane crash. So I also think she could say that because he was dead and she was the widow.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like, you know, so even if he had lived, she probably wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
So I kind of felt like that was a bit
convenient.
Mm-hmm. And then she married Richard Burton twice.
Okay.
So I do think towards the end, she kind of,
maybe she just liked a nice day out and loved a slice of wedding
cake.
We know
she loved a drink.
Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah, we know that.
A wedding cake. She was like, oh, I love a bit of wedding cake. We'll have a nice day out.
Yeah, no, I'd say, but towards the end, like when you're, you know, when you're on your deathbed and you're kind of, you know, saying your last words, it's like,
you can say anything.
Yeah, well, you must kind of relive your life.
Oh my God. Your last words are going to be vicious. That's all I know.
Oh, fuck, I know.
And here's what I thought of you all.
I'm ready to press the button. The red button is about to be pressed.
Would you ever keep a little diary and like do a little book at some point?
A burn book?
I mean, no, because there's stories that aren't all burn.
Mm-hmm.
Some, there wouldn't be many.
I do have great stories.
You do have great stories.
I just told you a great story before we started.
Davina Diaries. So there we go again.
Sorry, I'm having a Terry's chocolate orange.
It's definitely not Terry's today.
No.
Deliciously unsquare since 1932.
Wow, very good.
Did you catch up with The Apprentice?
I did.
So that's have to give me a flashback.
Speaking of The Apprentice, we're obsessed with The Apprentice.
Obsessed. Phil's pies, though.
Phil can give me a cream pie any fucking day.
What is it about Phil? Because
Phil looks like David Beckham.
Well, when you look back at David Beckham, he wasn't as hot as we thought he was at the time.
No, and even now, he's very skinny.
Very skinny, and I don't know. He was all Brill Cream and like weird choices in fashion.
It was marketing. It was actually marketing. It really was. And, but he is handsome. He is handsome. I still...
And he's big dick energy.
Yeah. And I still... I don't know. But I think Phil is a wetter.
Well, he looks short for a start.
I wouldn't say he's that short, but like I'd say 5'9", maybe.
Bit skinny as well.
Okay.
No hand tattoos. You're fucked there.
Yes, he's loads of tattoos.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't inspect his Instagram like you did, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
But did you enjoy during the interviews of The Apprentice that they were like, so it's been going since...
Yeah. Established. You know, yeah, if you have... saying this guy Phil in The Apprentice is selling pies. He has a pie shop, 5 pie shops, and it says established 1937, but the business has to be actually It was basically his granddad started making pies in 1937.
Yeah.
But the business has to be functioning since 19. You can't say that. And he's like, "Are you aware you're lying to your customers? It's like fake advertising." So I was howling at that.
I loved it. I'm like, yeah, keep lying.
I love those bitch interviewers.
Oh, they're the best.
Linda LaPlante, like, she's actually terrifying.
The best.
Terrifying. She's just like this little witch in a high rise, like, absolutely iconic.
I love when they say, "Right, well, we'll finish it there then."
Yeah.
Basically, fuck off.
Yeah. Well, you don't know anything about this business.
Nothing.
And the man goes, "Yeah, oh, you're right." And he's like, okay, that's it. Speaking of The Apprentice, my apprentice is starting.
It is. Who's going to be Baroness Brady for you? Baroness Divine? Baroness is such a horrible title.
It's horrible, isn't horrible. It?
But Karen looks fucking great. So it's back. What day you
it's back? The 2nd of May, and it's running for 5 heats, but it's every 2 weeks. Okay. So we're doing like the 2nd of May, the 9th of May. And
that's good, because then the girls have like,
they have time to get stuff together.
You'll actually get the best.
Yeah. And there's been so many people enter. There's been so many entries.
So who are the big hitters from The Apprentice over the years?
Well, I have to say,
let's rank your winners. Just kidding.
Well, the first season we had was Phil T. Gorgeous one. He's still working. I actually think Phil was like for a drag king, gave him a big platform.
Yeah.
I think like he hosts Pride every year. There's like, he has his own Monday in the George.
Yeah, totally. And a new coffee shop opening up in Belfast.
Well, that's nothing to do with me, but you know what I mean?
No, well, I mean, you definitely played a part in that. You you picked out the flavours.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even drink coffee.
You actually don't.
I don't. So Phil T's been great. And Phil T was like fun to work with.
Really fun.
When I was kind of getting my show on. Then we had Candy, who was second.
Yeah.
And she lives in Cork.
You know, by the way, RuPaul can't name any of probably even half of his winners. So I am curious whether you know your own winners.
Well, it's a little bit different. I have a bit more time on my hands to be thinking about it. Candy Warhol.
You're very busy.
Yeah, very, very busy. Candy Warhol from Cork. She's still working, doing her thing. The third one, of course, was Chantelle Perez.
Yes.
And she was a fab winner. Really fun. Still working around. Still
working.
Still doing bits. Then the fourth was Aurora.
Yes.
Aurora Hartfilia.
She ran away to Manchester.
She lives in Manchester now, yeah. But she was
She's actually been performing over there as well.
Yeah.
So this is an international franchise,
absolutely.
Really. Do you know what I mean?
And then Nokia, of course, was last year's winner.
Which we love, Nokia. Do you know what? When I saw Nokia on your show, I'd seen Nokia perform already. But I feel like there's something about doing The Apprentice where you get to show lots of different sides of yourself that you haven't shown by just doing a guest spot on a show.
It kind of makes you step out of yourself, and you have to do like a theme.
Like when she did the Britney, and everyone loved the Britney number that she did, and she still does it now. But I feel like she probably would never have done that if she didn't have to challenge herself. But also, seeing Nokia on stage, I was like, we don't have a Nokia. Do you know what I mean?
No, and that's what's fun. And in fairness, like every person that won over the years, there was something kind of different.
Definitely. So I think the best advice would be to just
be yourself.
Be yourself.
And actually, but that's in general. I think for anyone starting performance in general, whether you're a singer, whether you're like, if you're trying to sing like someone else, if you're trying to play guitar like someone else, you're trying to do, like, you have to do what your gut tells you to do.
Yeah.
Because that's what people connect with.
Yeah.
Do you know that way?
Yeah. So, does Nokia wear boobs in drag?
No.
No, don't think so.
She's
unique. That's what she is.
So this is the sixth one. And
there is, why I thought about that. The sixth one, so they're entering the Hall of Fame, the Divine Hall of Fame. Where would the hall be located, actually?
It's on those stairs, which is the dressing room. There's over 30 people have applied.
Yeah.
So there's actually like loads. And last year there was a crazy amount of people as well. So this year, so I'm going to whittle it down to 15.
Fab.
I'm going to take 15, and because I just can't take everyone. And they're all people that are like, I think I had two people that entered last year.
Okay.
I want to give new people a new chance.
Yeah, no, totally. So, and I just want to know what shocking twists are coming.
Oh, there's always twists.
I love a twist.
Yeah, and to be honest, because I think like it's the one thing I will say about this is that it gives people an opportunity to get onto the stage.
Yeah.
And like, regardless, just actually showcase yourself.
Totally.
And just get people knowing who you are and your name. It's like on the scene.
Some people just need space to actually give it a proper go as well, if they've not actually done much. I love watching, but then I get really giddy watching and I drink fast.
Yeah.
And then the microphone gets handed and anything could come out of your mouth.
I have decided this year, usually I would kind of host and then I would have like maybe three judges. Whereas this year I've decided that I want to be a bit more of an Alan Sugar role.
Nice.
So I want to be in the middle and I want two judges. I want like people to give me their opinion. I don't want people that are just, because I do have opinions.
Yeah.
And it's really about, it's my show, so.
100%. Yeah. I'm very excited. So May 5th.
May 2nd.
Sorry, my
May
liar.
2nd. May yeah, 2nd. May 2nd. So that's the first week for 5 weeks. And then it wraps up at Pride. The Pride week is going to be the grand finale.
Exciting.
And €1,000 for, up for grabs.
Bitch, yeah. That's no joke. €1,000.
It's going to be a bit of crack. And I have some really fun challenges planned. So like actually gas stuff. Really,
okay.
Like just visually from a observer point of view, it's going to be very good.
Well, speaking of judges, there's been a battle of judges at the moment between Sharon Osbourne and Amanda Holden.
Yes, I've noticed.
I fucking love it.
I love Sharon Osbourne. I know she's a very controversial character. I know some people hate her, but since Big Brother, I've always kind of liked Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah. Like, she definitely, I think, had softened by the time she's in Big Brother, which I mean.
Do you think she's a bit Marmite?
No, I think she says how it is.
I like
some people
like
can't
that. Yeah.
take that. Mm. And even if she's not saying what's for you, at least she has an opinion.
Yeah. And she sticks to it, whether it's right or wrong. It's just, and I do quite like that. I was watching though. Remember when somebody put up a TikTok about Dermot on live TV on The X Factor? Remember where she'd always storm off the panel? I'm leaving the show.
Yes.
She's like standing in the audience. She's like, no. And he's like, Sharon's left the panel. And she's like, I've left the show. And she's standing in the dark. Like, actually, I loved those days of X Factor.
Yeah.
Like, there was such, it was so camp.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now, I know all the shady shit that went on and the TV production and all the kind of weirdness. But overall, like, it was an iconic time in pop culture.
Totally.
Loved.
The best.
Yeah.
And but before Dermot was Kate, though. Kate Thornton.
But she's real, like, just so bland, wasn't she?
So bland.
So she's the most loose women as well. Yeah,
that's perfect for her.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But she got booted from that as well.
But then also, like, it's not like Dermot had loads of personality doing
what
it either.
What was your favourite X Factor moment?
I mean, everyone probably would think of Alexander and Beyonce. Oh my God, it's
no,
Beyonce.
No, but I mean, like, as in just, like, I was obsessed with, remember when they didn't put Gamu through?
Oh yes.
I was obsessed.
Oh my God, yes.
Justice for Gamu.
I'd love to know where Gamu is now. Like, she's a great singer.
Really good singer. And then did they put Katie Wastel through instead?
They did, yeah.
And everyone's like, it was Cheryl who didn't take Gamu through, and Cheryl was, they went for.
Yeah. But also it was Cheryl that didn't like Katie Wastel and they had like a clash, and then all of a sudden she was taking her through. It makes sense. Yeah.
Like at the time we're going, she must have had a reason to put her through. We're like, obviously she was told.
She was fucking told. She probably made no choices. I always loved when they put a boy band or a girl band together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I didn't like that.
When they were like shuffling the photos around and be like, what about this one?
1 year, I think it was 2011. In the George, we had Pixie Lott perform. And last minute, we got offered one of those boy bands that were fucked together from X Factor. I can't even remember their name.
Yeah, I remember.
And they were Wetzers.
Yeah.
They were real, just like, I'd say they thought this was going to be their big, you know, they're going to have this big moment, and it just fell flat.
And it finished that night in the George.
It really did.
It was over.
Yeah.
Pixie.
One of them was very sexy.
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh. Save it for later, so. I don't remember. I remember a boy band, but I couldn't tell you what they were called. But I remember them having no chemistry together.
Yeah.
They got lucky with some of them, like One Direction.
Yeah, that was pure luck.
And Little Mix. Speaking of Little Mix, what do you think of Perry Edwards' new single?
I haven't heard it.
Have you not?
No, I have to say, and I know this.
Are you a DJ?
I don't care about Little Mix.
Oh, I love Little Mix.
Sorry, they're for teenage girls. No.
Well, they're gone now.
I'm actually a 40-year-old drag queen. Sorry. Like, I like some of the songs, but they wouldn't be my favorite. I don't feel like any of them as solo artists have star quality.
I feel like Jade might come out and really give us a few bangers.
I think the songs
Jade. Are,
I just think they should have stick together. They're a group that should have stayed together. Mm-hmm. They're stronger as a group, and they should bring your one Jessie back and just get over it. Make the cash. Just like, stop trying to be artists. Stop trying to just go back. Make the pop music. Shut the fuck up. And just do it.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Okay. Thank
but
you.
But I actually like Perry the most of all of them. I think her voice is actually amazing.
Her voice scored.
So give me the vibe of the song.
It's like a nice.
When did it come out?
Last week. I think it's number one already.
Do you know who else has a single out?
Who?
Which is bizarre. This is the thing as well. This is what I would kind of want to talk about. Kate Hudson has a song out.
Okay.
Which is bizarre. She's a single.
She's a bit random, isn't she?
Very random. Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Or Beckinsale. Hudson.
Hudson. Kate, Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah.
So she has a song out and it's called Talk About Love. And it's out the last month.
Mm.
I only listened to it a little bit on YouTube just because it came up with suggestions. And I was thinking, how do you now hear, like, I didn't hear anything about that little mix song. I knew she was releasing music and one thing I would say about that is they kept teasing it for fucking ages. Yeah. So I actually lost interest in when it was going to come out because I would have listened if I had seen it, but I didn't see it.
Well, I was watching a documentary and there's streaming farms apparently where they've got just like thousands and thousands of phones and laptops and all that.
Just like bots.
Yeah. Streaming singles to get them higher up. Yeah. To get them better placements. So certain artists, it would like you make sure that they get a good like spot on Spotify charts and stuff like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Well,
they've been fined. Some of them have been fined
for this. The music industry is going is crazy. Like, I used to love listening to an album and being excited and all that is kind of gone. I don't know if it's just that people, their attention span is less or it's not as exciting as it was. The marketing campaign behind singles coming out felt like drama and fun. It doesn't feel like that now.
No, I mean, Beyonce has given it a good bit of welly and so does Taylor, but it feels like beyond them, it's that. However, I did play the Beyonce country album at the weekend while I was away with my mum and my stepdad. Yeah. And my stepdad had a few drinks. He was like, ah, Jesus, who hurt Beyonce? Would you ever shut her up over there? I was like, gosh.
Sometimes those reactions are the best.
Yeah.
Those are actually like someone listening with like a blank ear going, I'll shut the fuck up. I also love that Courtney Love went out after Taylor Swift. Did you see that?
No.
Saying that Taylor is irrelevant. And basically kind of like going, you know, she's a talented singer, but she's irrelevant in today's culture. And then there was loads of pictures of her and Taylor together.
That's very us.
And you know, it is what it is. Like fucking...
What is going on with Courtney Love? Because I saw an article that she called Jimmy Fallon like horrid for some reason because she ate 2 pints of ice cream on a show and got sick after it
I met her once.
No.
When she was in Dublin in... just kind of by accident, she was in that restaurant beside Pygmalion. You know the one there? She was just sitting outside.
Okay.
She's with a friend of mine. And I actually didn't realize. I was like, that's from Courtney Love.
Did you say hello?
Yeah. I was saying hello to my friend. And I was like, they were like, oh, this is Courtney. And I said, hi. And we were just like, literally, but I didn't like clock. It was only after this. That was Courtney Love. Wild.
Mad. I love that whole song. Like,
she looked actually gorgeous as well.
Did she?
Yeah, she looked really good. Like this is when she was in her like, you know, this would have been about maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She
was very, very random though. I remember just walking down the street. It was like, there she is. And she was friends with a friend of mine. So very strange.
One of the survivors of that era as well. Do you know that kind of way? She definitely has good stories in her.
Very good.
And I love that. What is it? Whole song. What is it called? Make me over.
Speaking of singles, and Stephen, you're going to need to edit this in because I am obsessed with this song at the moment. It's from, I think it's Wibble. I have to get it on TikTok. So it's Wibble Wobbs on TikTok, right? Wibble Wobbs. And it's this song.
You must be in some mess to be holding up in a filthy garage with a cheese and pickle sandwich.
I'm obsessed. Basic.
Cheese and pickle, 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 basic.
I love it. Take a bite. I'm obsessed. Sharon Watts has all these songs on TikTok.
And it's like, mate.
Cheese and pickle, 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 basic. It's so good. And then she has another one, pepperoni pizza. Pizza, I said. I'm like, and she has this thing where she goes, my son is dead. She goes, garlic bread, bottle of red. It's all about food, just rhyming. I'm obsessed. And they have on this Wibble Wobbs, they have all these like iconic soap opera moments that just have like these, like that was like to the backing of like Virgin. Then there's like pepperoni pizza is to the fast food song.
Okay.
Then they have like Beck Gilroy from Coronation Street going, arr, like it's just
the way genius. Sharon speaks, like,
hello, dear.
It's very, like, yeah, very drag queen on Brighton Pier.
Hello, Peggy. she's such a camp character, isn't
or like
she?
A panto villain. Coming
love her.
Hello, boys and girls.
But did you see? So I dip in and out with EastEnders because I just feel like it's kind of iconic. So I see, and it's just beyond during the day. That's how I kind of clock it sometimes. So those that was they did the big six thing. Remember I sent you over Christmas?
Yes, that was amazing.
Visually, and it was a real big marketing ploy, I think, to boost viewers or whatever. But basically, they killed. The sexy one, Keanu. played by, I think it was like Danny something. He's right. So they killed him. Danny Jones, is it? Not Danny Jones.
I have to see EastEnders. Oh yeah, Keanu Taylor.
Yes, and what's his name?
His
Danny Walters. That's it.
Danny Walters. How do you know this real name? Oh, there's a topless picture here.
He's Wetzer. So they killed him at Christmas. They killed him with a turkey thermometer. Which is so soap, isn't it?
Stabbed him.
They stabbed him with the turkey thermometer, buried him under the cafe. He was buried in there. But one of the women who was moving him, she lost her necklace in the thing, and it was like Denise was her name. So they had to redig the body up, get the necklace back.
I fucking love this.
So good. And then the body was found. That's it, because the body was stinking out the calf and everyone having their bacon sandwiches and was stinking out because the body was under the
I saw a clip on this. Someone asked him for like a pickled egg and there was a weird smell. Yeah,
they're like, well, what's the smell? And the cave, the grounds are caving in because it was all like, obviously it was getting mushy. So Sharon's been arrested, and there was people going mad saying, you know, like, for those of you in the States, this is like Beyonce getting arrested. Because it's like, she's such a soap icon. So yeah, so check it out. It was like, I'm obsessed. I woke up the other day literally singing cheese and pickle, 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 basic. It was the first thing in my head. Like,
he used to be in Benidorm.
Was he?
Yeah, I actually know who he is because I got into Benidorm during lockdown, watched it all.
He's very handsome.
Very handsome.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. Did you ever watch Benidorm?
I watched it a couple of episodes here and there, yeah.
It's so bad that it's good. Mm. It's kind of like probably EastEnders.
It's a good cast.
Let's talk about Coachella. It's one of those triggering times of year that kind of does. Like, you want the nose of the acts playing and what they did, but also the people that went to are a bit on the basic side trying to be special.
Basic.
take a bite. Cheese and pickle. I did see that Maura Higgins' new wig really fucking triggered you.
New hair. Wow. Maura Higgins in blonde hair. Shocker. Wow. Woman with new hair color. Wow. Fuck off.
Yeah, the news needs to fucking try harder.
Off. Oh my God. Are you fucking kidding me? And then acting like it's a wig from Shein. It's a fucking wig.
Is it?
What, it could be for the fucking state of it. Like, fuck's sake. Okay, it's a hard front fringe number.
Yeah.
Like, you probably get it in Smithies up in the fucking fun place up in fucking Stephen's Green if you're still open. But you know what I mean? Like, like, this is fucking, this is what's wrong with fucking society. That is actually news.
Yeah.
Maura Higgins wears wig. Like, people wearing wigs every fucking day of the week.
Davina Devine wears wig.
Shock horror. Like, fucking.
That's a great caption, actually, for a post.
Drives me fucking nuts. And all these dopes going, oh, shit, man. And then they go off. They go to the fucking hair salon, bleach the fuck out of their hair. Their hair falls out. Their bald patches. And Maura Higgins there whips off her Smithies and she's back into her fucking brown hairnet. Makes me fucking sick.
Very Victoria Beckham when she had her nose pierced, but actually it was just a clip on.
Who cares? Like, it's just, it's not newsworthy. Like, and people report and I'm like, what does she even do?
I know. What does she do, actually?
What does she do? She fucking annoys me. That's what she does.
And everyone is.
But that being said, I don't like, she wouldn't be on my top five. Like, she wouldn't be up there just to say,
you're not actually bothered.
No, it's more the principle of it. It's just like, it could be her, it could be anyone. Someone wears a wig.
Well, she is part of Love Island alumni, so that's enough for you.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
And everyone's overreacting to this Justin Bieber and Jaden Smith moment. So basically, Jaden Smith came up behind Justin, gave him a hug from behind, and then it was kind of a cute little embrace, and then comes around the side of him.
I saw.
And then Justin gives him a kiss on the cheek. Yeah.
So what?
So fucking what? How homophobic are people that you can't even show any hug or kiss like that?
I know. And then if they are doing it, it has to be almost like in a total jokey way.
Yeah.
Because it's like almost then you're kind of taking the piss out of being gay.
Yeah.
So it's total double standard. Like,
would you take a kiss on the cheek from Justin Bieber?
No.
Would you not?
No.
No. Didn't his nudes leak out at some point? Need a very hairy bush.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
He, I always get a very troubled person from him.
What's your bush preference?
Bush preference?
Yeah,
like George or Barbara.
I mean, you know, so like you take someone home and
I don't like a full like Black Forest Gatto bush. Uh-huh. Like, no,
it's like a happy medium.
Yeah, like I think like she has to be trimmed. Like, it's like I do not like American balding, bald eagles.
No baldiness. Bald is just not cute. Like, it feels inappropriate. Yeah. Smooth balls though, they are a plus.
That's okay, but I think maintained is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tend your own garden. Do you know what I mean?
Do you remember you took your makeup off with balls and some makeup remover before? Just kidding.
I was like, did I?
There was a strong second there where listeners were like, oh my God, she definitely did.
Oh my God.
She definitely did.
They were the original beauty blenders.
Oh, quick bang over this way.
Oh, oh my God. I remember I saw this influencer once on YouTube and she used a condom to beauty blend her makeup. She like filled a condom.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she used it. Like, I was like, God, is this really what we've come to? Like,
oh God. You
know, and why am I watching this?
I know. like literally, I was in Barcelona like when I was maybe 22 and this guy had been coming on to me and
he's dead now.
he had a black eye and I was like, oh, that's real sexy. That's God. Real sexy. And I hadn't kissed him.
Maybe he had
like,
the polynucleides.
What's that? Oh yeah. The fish sperm. Just one black eye and he kept coming on to me and I thought I was like, you know, I was like looking probably at Dave Delahunty being like, oh look, everyone thinks I'm gorgeous here.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, how did you get the black eye? Thinking it was real sexy. And he said, oh, teabagging. Someone had teabagged him.
Oh, with lead balls.
That's what I'm thinking. So I didn't know what that meant. So I had to go, shh, Dave, what does teabagging mean at the time? And he goes, blah, blah, blah. And I was horrified at little prudy Pauline. I was like, no, thank you.
Yo, go away, please. Yeah,
move on to the next woman, please.
This lady is not returning.
Yes. But you'd want to get some wallop of a pair of balls. Jeez, of a black eye.
It'd be like... Do you know when you see those videos of
that
somebody?
That was an extended laugh, by the way.
I was thinking of somebody. You never see those videos where they're like somebody jumping on someone's face. It's like real aggressively.
Yeah.
Like ass clapping. You can hear like a slap. So, yes, that's what I'm going on. Do you know what actually I've been a little bit obsessed with lately? There's, you know, with the suggested videos that you get on YouTube. First off, I want to ask, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Do you?
There's no way there's nothing else out there. Like, how are we the only people? And we don't even know what's past a certain...
I love, like, I see, I'm one of these people, like, I love getting to the bottom of something. I love knowing what's what. And this, I found this woman online, and she's been interviewed. She's like, she was a hypnotherapist. She's like working since the 60s. Her name is like Dolores Cannon, okay? And she was a hypnotherapist. And she started basically working for the American government doing... what she was doing was she was doing hypnosis to stop people smoking and eating and stuff like this. But then she was had quite high success rate, her and her husband, because her husband, I think, used to be in the military.
Okay.
So she was getting people that were kind of out of the army and back from Vietnam and all this kind of stuff. And she was like basically kind of treating their, you know, because with hypnotherapy.
Like post-traumatic stress.
Yeah, with hypnotherapy, you can kind of heal people, apparently, all this kind of stuff. So I don't really know much about it, but I was kind of interested in it. So I was watching her story and she started doing past life regressions on people. But then, and I don't really know if I believe in any of that. I don't really know much about it. But
I don't think I
But I was listening to her because she was very appealing on this. She's very like, sort of like, kind of like little old lady vibe. So then she said that the American government asked her to work with people who had said that they were abducted by aliens. And she was doing like, you know, bringing them back through time so they relive. And she would interview them and she'd get all the gossip about what was going on with the aliens, all this kind of stuff.
Grindr meets Gone Bad.
Yeah. So I was like, this is kind of fascinating. And she basically made this fucking huge career. Like she's toured the world, wrote loads of books.
That's fascinating.
Fascinating. And she was saying loads of mad things about like, different aliens and how they're already here and all. Like she was very kind of factual based and it could be all just absolute bullshit, but I just thought it was very interesting. She died like obviously a couple of years ago, but it made me just think about all that past life regression and like I don't know if it's just a load of baloney, do you know what I mean? But I'm kind of fascinated. I think I'd like to try it and
just
see.
To see.
Yeah,
I don't know, but also like the thoughts of coming back after getting through one lifetime.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you've done your dues, you paid your tax.
Do you know one of the things which like, even if it was all lies, she loved this because she said that. I was like, God, if this was true, because the interesting thing with this is we just don't know.
Yeah.
There's no proof, and is what she's basically said over the years that we've been like a social, we've been like an experiment for like aliens, and they come and they. This is what she said that she learned through all these interviews, and that they come, they've been coming for like thousands and millions of years, and they basically watched us kind of grow, and that they will give us gifts, but there is like one kind of fundamental rule that they cannot interfere with whatever we do.
Okay.
They can watch us develop and evolve, but they have given us gifts over the years, and that's why like when she's like, you know, the Egyptians and stuff, there's like hieroglyphics of like people come from the stars and gods and all this kind of stuff because they did come from the sky. This is what she said this is all about. So that was kind of interesting. And then she said that obviously when the, you know, Roswell and things crashed, there was a deal made between the the aliens and the government, that they would give the governments, you know, things that they had, like skills or whatever, or gifts that they had, like from their futuristic thing. Mm. And the government would let them take minerals from this planet that they needed for their studies or whatever. That, this is what she said. Now, this could be all absolute bullshit, but she said one of the things that they gave them was IVF.
Stop.
Yeah. So J-Lo has her babies and Mariah has her babies because they're aliens. So I was like, if it was true, that's a fucking juicy story.
So juicy.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's still restricted parts of the planet that, like, yeah, you know.
And they did come out with all those stuff saying that there is unidentified flying objects that have been caught on, like, you know, by US military. There is footage of that.
I want to know.
I really want to know.
So many TV programs, yeah, about like aliens or post-apocalypse.
And we're so curious. And then, like, we were talking to you tonight about V. Do you remember that show V?
Yeah, remember.
Oh God, it was like Dynasty, but with aliens.
Yeah.
And remember there was like Diana. She was so sick. She was like Joan Collins. Like, uh-huh, she was like Alexis in Dynasty, but like alien bitch.
Oh my God, the best.
So good. Like,
it also makes me, I'm regularly thankful that we were born, yeah, when we were born, by the way, because like two generations, yeah, from us is gonna be
boring,
fucked
and boring
and fucked as well.
Fucking boring.
Do you know what I mean? Like that, like the planet's gonna be in bits. Yeah. I'd say there'll be rations on certain things.
Yeah.
And because I was even like watching a story about, like, I think it's Ghana in Africa is being forced to take all these like textiles from around the world, and there's beaches just absolutely covered in clothing that, oh wow, didn't sell online, and it's going into the sea.
Oh, like, wow,
the planet is we're just, yeah, fucking murdering it. But anyway, I'm fucking glad we don't have to deal with that.
I know,
we will have to.
I just feel it's a crazy, I feel like I wouldn't mind aliens coming and just kind of saying, ah, here, sort this out, just fucking zapping the shit. Like, I'm actually here for it.
But also the really rich are, yeah, definitely looking into freezing themselves.
Yeah,
they're definitely looking into,
there's so much madness. I feel
living
like
somewhere else.
The world is going fucking mad.
Yeah,
like it feels, but then maybe it's always been mad, and we just now we're hearing about it more, we're seeing it more, but it's definitely making other people madder.
I'd love a bunker.
Yeah. Do you know what I did know that I actually did a video on Saturday, because I was thinking about this, because I had a couple of thoughts, and I was just thinking, and I have noticed a lot of people, like, their mental health a lot lately is, they're very vocal about it, which is, it's obviously good, obviously very good to, like, yeah, you know, talk, but like to a point, I think. But I've seen a lot of people online saying they're really struggling. A lot of people crying into their cameras.
Wow.
And I'm like, is it just that we have the cameras now that people are doing that? Or like, were people always this miserable? Or are more people now? Because I have to feel like,
I think maybe, more people are talking about it.
But maybe, are people comparing their lifestyle to other people and that's what's making them sad?
Probably, yeah.
And it's like you're living in the shadow of something that is
toxic
reality.
Positivity.
Yeah, or just, you know, it's not reality.
No. I mean, we spoke about that before, like the content that people are putting up online versus what their reality is, especially, yeah, like people that we know. And if they're seeing it and they're miserable, but they believe it, yeah, it's really, really unhelpful and toxic.
Yeah.
I spoke to people about that before.
I find it quite worrying. Like, I'd be worried about the people when I see them kind of upset online. And then then there's the other flip side that makes me think, is it for real?
Mm.
Or is it, because there's another part of that where, let's just be real, that there is a bit of a tension, mm-hmm, with that. Mm-hmm. So you kind of just, either way, it's worrying.
Yeah.
You know, and I would be just like, I just don't know if it's that we're just seeing more of it, or it's something's going on where it's, people are more depressed, mm-hmm, or more, I don't know, but it's definitely on the rise.
Well, can we go back to bunker for a second?
Yes.
Because I'd love to set up a bunker with you, like in terms of what you'd put in it. Like, you'd be very organized. Like, you'd have foundation for us for at least, we'd be doing them online drag
My
shows.
My foundation's last though, in fairness.
We'd be doing online drag shows for a start, yeah, again, but other bunkers be able to tune in and watch us, clearly. So we'd definitely be doing drag, yeah, and like we'd obviously still be,
I love how
up,
we'd be doing drag in an apocalyptic bunker.
Yeah, but the people,
that'd
need entertaining.
Priority. Yeah, that's
the people
true.
Need entertaining, and they'd be very thankful. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our new hashtag would have to be like BQOC, yeah, like Bunker Queen of Captivity. You'd have to like stock up on like all the box
Queen
sets of
the
like
apocalypse.
Oh yes, wouldn't it?
It'd be QOA.
QOA. That's a nice, yeah, ring to it too. And yeah, you'd need all the box sets of like Sex and the City and like all those bits to just, yeah, keep it fucking ticking along.
That's
imagine, you'd make a lovely bunker.
I would.
I think there's people with serious bunkers already out there in the world.
There's actually on YouTube, I've seen rich people have already bought bunkers, and you can look on YouTube at like what it'll get you, and some of them are amazing.
Yeah,
they won't tell you where they are though.
Totally,
the bunkers like are. There's a place in, is it? Oh God, where is it? I think I want to say maybe Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Amsterdam.
And they sell them.
No, it's like a I can't remember exactly where it is, but it's all these caves, and there's like each cave they've, it's from I think wartime, I think like with the Nazis, they built all these labs in a mountain. So there's all these little caves, and they're selling them as bunkers now that people can have. Like it's all on YouTube, check it out. Like, but they're actually like legitimate things that you can actually buy. It's wild.
Well, if any of our rich listeners already have a bunker and you want two lovely drag queens to join you,
oh God,
please send us a little invite.
I'd say you'd go fucking nuts though, wouldn't you?
God,
you'd go
nuts.
Oh my God, and the
smell. We adopted quickly.
There'd be no fresh air.
No.
Like no windows. No. You'd actually go fucking insane.
Yeah.
You would. You'd slowly go insane. Yeah.
There'd be lots of Kylie wine.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and lots of cyanide teeth.
Okay, I want to just touch on one more thing, which is just Gypsy Rose.
Yes.
So she's a new nose.
Has she?
Yeah.
Did she get a new nose?
She debuted the new nose.
Wow.
But it couldn't have recovered that quickly. Like noses, my friend got his nose done. It took ages for it to finally kind of relax because it's like kind of swollen. She's obviously left the husband, even though the dick
she
was
got a restraining order
fire.
On the husband. What? Yeah, she took a restraint. I did hear that. She took a restraining order on the husband. The husband, who I said looked a bit like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, yeah. I see that. But in drag. Not Robin Williams.
No, just like...
Already in drag.
The face of Mrs. Doubtfire. The face of Eugenia Doubtfire.
Very that. I don't know. Like, so obviously, she had a mad fucking life. That's going to affect you, do you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden now she's new nose. Like, new nose
who it is.
Good for her. I can't get enough of Gypsy though. Like, I am absolutely stalking her.
If you read the comments online when people are putting up, people are saying, why are people giving her airtime? And it's like, the 15 minutes is over now. Let's move on. People keep saying that. But people are fascinated.
Yeah. How many followers does she have? Let's have a little look.
Did you see there's a new thing on Instagram as well, or sorry, on Netflix, a show called What Jennifer Did. Did you see that?
No, it just was advertised to me last night because I finished.
I watched it. It was very good.
Go on.
I won't ruin it for you, but basically about this this girl in Toronto, just outside Toronto, and her parents were shot in the house, and it's just a crazy story that just keeps getting kind of legs.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those kind of crew time moments. But yeah, if you're into that, check it out.
Everyone's obsessed with it. I saw.
Yeah, it's good. It was like, I think it was number one over the weekend. So yeah, check
I watched
out.
Baby Reindeer, which makes me terrified of anyone who comes to shows now. I'm fucking terrified of everyone.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like your story that you shared on the Patreon just triggered me straight away. I was like, oh my God.
It's mad, isn't it?
It's
people do get infatuated. I was talking with Shirley over the, like, Shirley used to have a few choice people as well that used to come in. Like, people get infatuated.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember them being around all the time, and then all of a sudden they're just gone.
And back in the day, they would have written, like, not me saying back in the day, but like they would have written letters. Do you know what I mean? Like, and letters are creepy. Like, you get a letter.
Don't I know it?
Oh, yeah, fair.
Anyway, we are going to take a little break, but before we do, will we see some new Patreons?
Yes, let's do a little shout out. So if you love our podcast or you just want to support it, you can head over to patreon.com to support the pod and get extra information, episodes and juice. To be honest, all the best juice is over there. So let's see who we're going to shout out, some of our new Patreons. Firstly, Lindsay, she is, what is it, mononymous? Is that when you only have one name? Mononymous? Like Madonna.
Oh yeah,
there's a word like that. Lindsay, she's our first.
Is that with a Z?
No, with an S.
Oh, Lindsay.
Oh my God, I used to know a mad Lindsay back in the day. You did too.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did the thin motion.
Yeah. Next up is Hayley Lynham. Hey, Hayley.
Hi, Hayley.
Up next is Margaret White.
Margaret White.
Mm-hmm.
Smell of.
Stay with us, Margaret. She gets nicer as the time goes along.
Margaret, thanks for joining.
And last but not least, obviously the nose is spreading around my friend group.
Yeah.
So John Donegan's also joined us. Yeah.
Oh my God, taking out a full loan.
Yeah.
Coming on board.
The nose has gotten too much.
Yeah.
Aiden, my friend, is currently listening back through. I think we've about almost 80 bonus episodes.
18.
80. Oh yeah, 18. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They loved that. And so he's texting me going, bitch, like the juice over here is really? Too much. He's absolutely.
So it's 18 approved, is it?
It is 18 approved. Yeah. And he's asking for extra little information around it. But anyway, so you can find it on. You can find it on patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. Yeah, let's take a little break.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we are back, and it's our favorite time of the week. It is, of course,
Rother of the Week on Petty Little Things.
You're such a drag queen.
What? 3-2-1 Rother of the Week.
Well, like, your 3-2-1 is a click of a finger.
Yeah.
Like, you do it on stage as well. Right, let's do it. Right, click. You're actually clicking yourself into action. Yeah. And I'm counting myself into action. I'm like, 3-2-1.
It's all mental, just preparation.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to our Rother Word of the Week. Yes. And I know you have a few brewing.
Yeah, I'm going to start off with Prosexy. Okay. Prosexy.
Prosexy.
Yeah. So it's what some people are calling Prosecco at the moment.
Oh, no.
But, oh, I'd love a glass of Prosexy.
No.
Prosexy.
I don't like that. I have tried that down.
Do not.
I like haven't it. Heard this.
It's, Prosexy.
I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's kind of very Essexy. You know, oh, I wouldn't mind a little glass of Prosexy. And that's only in the last year I've heard that. To be honest, poor Calvin said it to me the other day. And I was like, don't you say that again.
Did he say it for real?
Yes.
Get rid of him. He has to go. He has to go. I'm
told
sorry.
Him immediately. I was like, that's one of my rotters.
Prosexy, no, no, no.
He has to go now. Get rid of
he
him.
He has to go.
So that's my rotter word. What's your rotter word?
My rotter word is actually disgusting.
Oh, God.
And it's gick.
Gick. That's a great one.
Isn't that awful? Me and the girls talk about it all the time. Gick. And it's a horrible word.
That's gick.
Oh, if you know what it is, you know what it is.
Yeah.
It's just gick. Yeah. It's just like,
It kind of makes you want to gag a bit. Like.
And like, right, close your eyes, okay? Close your eyes.
Closed.
And when I say the word gick, what color comes to your mind first?
Brown. Poop.
It's just, and it's gick brown. It's gick just brown. Yuck, yuck, yuck. No.
It kind of has a smell to it as
Victoria's
well.
Victoria's
So we'll be back now in 2 weeks' time. So we'll see you all later. That one's very nice. First you came for poor Margaret White.
Sorry. Oh my God. Sorry, Mags.
It's all very,
No, it's Grant. We're Mags now.
It's all very poo focused all of a sudden.
Okay, right.
We've never been around some of the shit themselves, by the way.
There's not to my knowledge.
I have been around a few people that
really?
Like, yeah, for sure. I've worked in venues, so obviously you get you know, a couple of different people, but there was a man specifically, and I still know his address. Oh. And when I lived at the time was nowhere near where he lived, and now I live around the corner from his address. And I've walked past that address a few times, and I always think there's the man shit that smells of shit. Like, he definitely had shit himself, and he used to come to certain events, and we'd have to try and he wanted
did
a certain
this regularly.
He just always stank of shit.
Oh, well, like, maybe that's just poor hygiene.
No, that
was he older man?
Not that old. Not old enough to like not have that as an excuse.
I do think there's a bit of a taboo about incontinence, isn't there, like that though? Because I think a lot of people do suffer with it, but nobody really talks about it. It's definitely, Americans seem to love talking about incontinence.
Yeah.
they seem to like me, yeah. But like, you know,
I just shit myself.
Yeah, it's a bit like I think it's more like it's kind of like a funny joke here.
Yeah, fair.
But it must affect people, like.
Yeah, lots of people have. What is that thing where it goes straight through you called?
IBS.
IBS.
But I think some people are just gluttonous pigs, and then they just say, oh, it's the IBS, and be like, maybe you just shouldn't be eating fucking everything that's in front of you. How about that?
Bitch, there's a drag racer that.
Everything goes to you because you're full to the fucking brim.
I'm writing that down for the podcast or for the Patreon. IBS. IBS, drag race, in my notes. That's going in Patreon.
Okay.
Oh, God. Because I just remember thinking, but more on that later.
Yeah.
So, geek. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's geek. A good one.
So, let's move on. We're going to go now on to our Rotters of the Week. And yeah, let's okay. move on. Tell me.
My first Rotter of the Week is people that go on runs with weighted vests. Okay.
Oh.
So they're not just going for a run. And it's like the rest of us can barely go on a walk for a start, okay? And they're rubbing their weighted vest because they need extra bulk on them to just really be extra, you know, like they're running down the canal. Yeah. Just rubbing it in your face.
Would you class the same people as that have the weighted arms and legs?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they're all going in there. I'm just like, okay.
Those remind me of like old woman out power walking vibes.
I know, I kind of like them because they're doing it together and they're having a good bitch and a gossip at the same time. By the way, I don't dislike them. I'm being fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, we're being pedantic here.
But like at the same time, like those vests could come in handy for a little bit of blush in one pocket up here, maybe a little can cocktail down there. Gorge. But out for a run on the canal with an extra 8 kilos on you. Yeah, we get it. You're real fit.
Fair play. Is my
No. No, I'm with Winnie on this. Your dog.
Yeah.
Don't make me walk around the corner. I'm fine.
Oh, don't
thank
make
you.
Me walk. Oh, don't make me walk.
So that's my first.
My first one is a certain toothpaste brand that keeps advertising everywhere. And it's really, really fucking annoying me.
Okay.
It's like, don't know it. it's a purple toothpaste, I won't say the brand, but it just keeps saying, we'll make your teeth whiter. And, you know, and it's like shows people rubbing purple toothpaste onto like a yellow tooth and then it's gleaming white.
Okay.
And then they have like all these hideous flavors, like Chupa Chups flavors. Like imagine like brushing your teeth with like anything Chupa Chup or like cola flavor is disgusting. I'm just like, that's actually rotten. Yeah. Like when I see it, I'm like, and then people comment and saying, I have all these flavors. I'm like, it's fucking toothpaste. And it doesn't work. The purple toothpaste does not work.
Right.
And so I just, every chance I get, I'm like, does not work.
I just comment on the things.
Because I'm like, it doesn't work. I actually bought it.
You love a whitening product. Like literally
it,
like.
It doesn't work.
Show me your teeth. Lovely.
Yeah. Like I whiten at home. I do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that, and I wish it did work because what it shows in the ads is just not true.
I know. And let's face it, we all need to be buying the shit that's recommended by a dentist.
Yeah. Like,
it has it on the actual brand.
And they delete their comments. They delete comments when people say it doesn't work because I've had loads of people click saying, yeah, absolutely. And there's loads of comments and then they just delete them.
That's a rotter too, to
that's
be fair.
A rotter, yeah.
I fucking hate that. Yeah. Like let people have their say. If you're going to post it publicly.
It's been like, there's actually, they've pumped money into the marketing though. So it's just fake though.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know, a couple of polarizing people, you go into their comments just for an actual look to see what people are saying.
I know.
I fucking love that.
What else?
Okay. My next one is all the people that made me watch that ad for the fucking car giveaway last week.
Oh yeah.
And it was not even a car giveaway.
No.
You all shared that. And I saw that and I thought, lads, they're not giving away 2 cars and 10 grand in cash that easily.
People what happened there?
People could buy raffle tickets.
Okay.
So you could actually buy those physical raffle tickets and you were winning the chance.
Do you think that those things are legit?
It was misleading for a start. Mm. It did look like you were going to win it, but I was like, this bullshit. But anyway, they got tons of followers on that page from all this. And on top of that, then like tons of views. Everyone was talking about it for like about 2 days. And then the person won all these raffle tickets.
Yeah.
So they were just entered into the draw. And girl, if we now went in a better raffle ticket over the years, they have been scam.
Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but they did say that someone won it and they tried to phone the person in a live draw. The draw wasn't shown on Instagram, it was shown on Facebook.
Okay.
I thought that was a weird choice as well, to be honest. And then the person, loads of people replied, going, yeah, it's probably not even a real person, blah, 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 because the person didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
And then I saw one comment come, I know this lady, she works in a hotel in Galway or something like that. And I was like, that's probably Ben in the back office right now pretending to be Marianne from like fucking Roscommon.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sorry. You all shared it. You literally all, and I rang her and I was like, look at these people all sharing this. There's no way they're getting this car. So you're on the right list.
That is actually totally well to do. I'm very on trend and on point. My second one is couples that force like their likes onto their partner.
Yes.
People who be like, oh my God, you love this movie. You have to watch this movie because I love this movie. You have to watch it. And then they force the person to watch it. And the person is clear, like, it's a person like held hostage to the other person's preferences.
Yes.
Drives me mad. It's very controlling. Like, no. We're going to watch a movie tonight.
Okay.
And we're going to watch like a really scary movie. Well, I don't really like scary movies. But no, you're going to love this. How about someone having their own free will?
Yeah.
How about that? And also, please stop holding hands. A lot of hand holding. I do not like. Why is there a need to hold hands constantly?
You do hate Jess Glynn and she likes hand holding.
I break her hand. And her fingers.
Allegedly.
Why is it constant? Hand holding.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to lose somebody.
No.
I saw this clip of like somebody walking down, like it was like a Hollywood Boulevard or whatever, like this couple, such a fucking fake video, holding hands.
Oh, yeah.
And he sips his hand out and gives her like a fake hand.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck off. Just so unnecessary.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
I just don't get it. And then forcing someone's likes down someone else's neck, like, and then posting about it online is so cringe. Like, it just annoys me.
Yeah.
I like that, but I'm also trying to figure out what it was that triggered this.
Oh, there was a few things. So I saw, this is all kind of connected. So it's all just a couple of different things. So it's all connected.
If you are the couple that have been affected by
this. No, there's a few couples.
Okay. Do you keep yours for a while so people can't figure out who they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clever.
Quite a list.
It's clever. I saw this little thing, by the way, online saying that everyone has a freckle in this part of their arm. Do you have a freckle there?
Probably covered with tan.
Like here. Apparently, like everyone does.
Where?
No. No?
No.
Fuck you anyway. You
seem to have a cancerous mole.
That's so funny because. Oh, anyway, that is the end of our rotters. By the way, send us in some rotters. I love reading out some of the listeners' rotters.
Let's have a quarterly rotter check. So this is like a quarterly rotter shout out.
Let's do a call out for rotters for next week. Ideally, send them to our Petty Little Things pod Instagram inbox, because then we don't check that often. So then when we come to record, they'll all be sitting there and we'll read them out. But we will be over on our Patreon next Monday with a brand new episode. So if you can't wait 2 weeks until the next episode, head over there and join us.
And I just like to say that I'm going to be sending out all my apprentice definites.
Yes.
You should have them by today, Thursday.
Ooh.
So they're going to be going out Wednesday. All the applicants should be hearing. A public announcement. Casting is closed.
Love it. And a reminder, our tickets for our Pride event are on sale on Ticketmaster.ie. Just search Davina Victoria. If you just type in those names, it will come up. Katie Price, Jedward, Tiara Sky, fake Taylor Swift. Yeah. I'd say she hates people calling her fake Taylor Swift, by the way.
That's what she is, so.
That's okay.
Real Davina Devine.
Yeah.
Real Victoria's Secret.
Lots of craziness, happening. Lots of fun, all coming your way.
Pride Saturday.
Yes.
I have Plain Jane on sale on the George for May 31st. And I think there's about 6 tickets left for Marina on May 17th. But that's it.
Yeah.
We'll see you
until next time.
2 weeks.
Stay petty.
Sloppy kisses.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.